Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Donald Trump was sworn in Friday as the 45th U.S. president, and later in the day, he and his wife Melania attended a number of balls here in Washington where he spoke to those gathered.
We're not playing games. The work begins. I want to thank everybody. We love you. We're going to be working for you. And we're going to be producing results. Thank you, everybody. Have a great night. Thank you. Thank you.
Mr. Trump is the first U.S. president who has never held elective office before, been appointed to a government position, or served in its military. Protesters disrupted President Trump's inauguration ceremony, smashing storefronts, burning vehicles, blocking security checkpoints, and leaving a trail of damage. Washington police say they arrested at least 217 people during the day. Muriel Bowser is Washington's mayor. She said there are circumstances in which the protesters could avoid breaking the law.
Follow the law, and they can exercise their First Amendment rights peaceably. That means they're not destroying property. That means they're not tearing up trash cans. That means they're not setting fires. That means they're not picking up bricks and throwing them at my officers or at each other.
There were anti-Trump demonstrations elsewhere in the U.S. and around the world on Friday, where one protest leader in Britain said the British people are standing against anti-racism, anti-misogyny, and Mr. Trump's vision. As for former President Barack Obama and his family, they left Washington for a vacation in California. Before leaving, he said, "This is just a transition of power." This is VOA News. Gambia's defeated leader Yahya Jammeh says he has decided to relinquish power after hours of talks with regional leaders and the threat by regional military force to make him leave. Jammeh spoke early today on state television saying that, "I think it is not necessary that a single drop of blood be shed."
Since the beginning of this political impasse that our dear nation is going through, I promise before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the entire nation that all the issues we currently face will be resolved peacefully.
Jammeh did not give details on any deal that was struck, and it is not clear whether Adama Barrow, who defeated Jammeh in last month's election, will return from neighboring Senegal to take power. After Barrow won December's election, Jammeh originally agreed to step down. However, he later changed his stance after citing what he called voting irregularities. A U.S. defense official told VOA an American airstrike has killed more than 100 al-Qaeda fighters at a military training camp in Syria. The order came from the outgoing President Barack Obama in the last major military attack against the terror group he ordered. The camp previously had been occupied by the militant group Jabhat Fateh al-Sham, formerly known as al-Nusra Front, before al-Qaeda started using it for basic military training. Mexican drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman has pleaded not guilty to charges of running a massive drug trafficking operation in North America and overseeing murders and kidnappings. He arrived in New York from Mexico following his surprise extradition and was arraigned in a 17-count indictment that carries a mandatory life prison term. Michael Schneider is Guzman's defense attorney.
I haven't seen any evidence that indicates to me that Mr. Guzman's done anything wrong. Most of you probably haven't seen any evidence like that either. We look forward to addressing these allegations in a courtroom under the rules of law. That will include whether Mr. Guzman was extradited appropriately to this district.
Guzman, accused of money laundering and drug trafficking, kidnapping, and murder in cities throughout the U.S., including Chicago, Miami, and New York. Italian rescue teams say 10 people, including two children, were found alive in a hotel buried by an avalanche nearly 2 days ago in the central part of the country. Workers dug through many hours through deep snow, debris in their search for 30 missing people, including four children who were staying at the luxury mountain resort. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com and always on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.